This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get prepared for another hour of conversation, shall we, Jay? The lady of the operation is Jay Kirshner. I'm the man of the house.
The man.
Yeah, I'm the man. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on success and how you can feel better looking at pictures. Like I've just been looking at seed catalogs and then thinking about how wonderful it is. Looking at the snow on the ground, which is part of wintertime. Hello. And then thinking in a couple of months, the snow will be gone. We'll be plowing the soil and planting things and wowie zowie. And it goes on and on. So let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine. You may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is interesting. What is it? Turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter, or his sister, is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match, apparently, for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like the family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for it.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh?
It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Here's something that's reflective of that, I think, Jay. This father is another story about a father who's a double amputee. the father and his daughter recovering after being seriously injured during a holiday at a ski resort. This fellow, Dave Milne, and his wife, Claire, taking their three-year-old and their one-year-old to ski lessons. Wow, Mammoth Mountain in Northern California. And can you? I didn't realize you give ski lessons to youngsters that, you know, that small. But anyway.
Pretty much, yeah. If they can stand, walk a little bit, you can.
This sort of reminds me of what happened.
Freak accidents where he threw himself in front of this contraption.
The snow blower, the snow cleaner. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of what happened to Jeremy Renner.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? Yep. So anyway, this veteran had been living in San Diego. He put his body over his children to prevent them from being sucked into the machine. In the circumstance, he lost his legs. So there's been a GoFundMe page started to help this family. The children, I guess the one of the children suffered pretty significant injuries. The other one didn't get harmed at all. And so anyway, put yourself in this position. This guy was in the machine for an hour, grinding his, grinding off his legs.
And guarantee he doesn't regret his decision.
No.
He saved his daughter's life.
God bless this guy. Anyway, he's in Reno, in the hospital there, treating his wounds. Apparently he's got a good sense of humor, though. He's shown some resilience. His wife and others are talking about his dark sense of humor and his looking ahead. The reason I brought this story up now is because it sort of is reflective on what I just said regarding the windshield, his big look at the future, and never mind the looking in the rearview mirror. This guy's looking ahead. They've raised $60,000 so far to help his rehab. To have Dave Milne's rehab. So it must be, how do you find those? When we talk about GoFundMe pages, sometimes we know, I suppose you just look up the name, right? Dave M-I-L-N, probably show up, right?
Yeah.
Is it GoFundMe? Well, yeah. Go to GoFundMe.com.
Search, you can even type in like Mammoth Mountain and a bunch of different keywords that will help populate at least a smaller portion where you can find it.
Yeah.
But... yeah, this is absolutely incredible.
So another California story. Wow, all of these shoot 'em ups and all of the stuff. I think yesterday I was thinking, okay, but I'm not going to talk about this because it doesn't make any difference what Gavin Newsom says about gun safety, because he was all over being the usual ham and egger that he is, because there have been, what, three incidents in the last 7-8 days in California of serious shoot-em-ups, and all these people talking about gun violence and gun safety and how do you take care of your guns. The last guy I want to hear from is Gavin Newsom. He has the least amount of credibility in anything as far as I'm concerned. But I would like to hear from some people who really can come up with a novel approach, a new way to deal with this that actually will work. And so far we're lacking in those ideas. And I don't have an idea. I know what I would do if it were me, because I've done it. I don't have any guns in my house. I belong to the NRA, learned how to shoot when I was a kid on the farm. Mm-hmm. I've killed animals on my farm with a gun that wasn't my gun. And I don't have guns laying around. I have people that work with me who have guns that bring them when we need them to get rid of problems that we've had. But I don't have one. I wouldn't have one in my house. So that's my solution to the problem. It may not be everybody's solution, but what is the solution? Do we all have to have our own little bit of, this is how we would handle it. This is how we are handling it. Mm-hmm. This is how we will handle it. In your case, you don't have any guns in your house, do you, Jay?
No, before I had Mac, I used to want a gun, and my husband wouldn't let me. But then now that we have a child in the house, we pretty much agree, no guns in the household. But also think about it. When it comes to the mass shootings, most of those weapons were legally obtained or taken from a family member in the household who obtained that weapon legally.
Yeah, but they weren't caring for it in the proper way, otherwise the child wouldn't have had the problem under the circumstances.
And then that won't take away, and if we do take away legal guns, it doesn't take away the already on the streets illegal guns that are there.
No. Yep. Those things
which are going to go on crime or kind of like a one-on-one violence. Mm-hmm. They typically are not used in mass shootings.
Right. All right. I want to hear what you have to say about this, Jay. The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, has been discussing the abortion issue, abortion pills, and that sort of thing. And apparently there are people who are promoting abortion pills in South Dakota. They're promoting them everywhere. I've seen a lot of that sort of thing on social media. Here's what you can do if you need to have an abortion, and people explaining what you can do. So apparently she says that they're going to bring charges against people who are selling abortion pills in South Dakota. So if you lived in South Dakota, maybe I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just, in this circumstance, is this the way to handle? I don't see it as a problem. Well, I guess I have to define whatever problem it may be. There's a problem
kind of charges?
Because
are we talking fines? Are we talking actual prison time? Because
I think a little of both, frankly, from what I can see. The letter that was sent out yesterday to South Dakota pharmacies says, quote, "You are subject to felony prosecution if you dispense abortion-inducing drugs. The state bans all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant person, and so South Dakota will enforce all laws, including those that are there to protect the lives of the unborn." And so, yeah, there are a lot of retail pharmacies that are dispensing these sort of things. And she says you're going to be charged.
I would think that
charged.
They would lose their life. If this is the law, if this is their state law, and they are still being distributed by pharmacies, I would think those pharmacies would lose their license.
Well, if you don't like the law, I guess that what I would say to people who are there that don't like it, then change it. Get your representatives to change the law if you don't like it. But in the meantime, I mean, do I think this is going too far? I think it's an interpretive sort of thing, but interesting that it's going on anyway. 18 after, this is Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Hey, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Do
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's make it 23 after now on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and our social media trending portion. Celebrity news, a little gossip here and there. And I'm focusing on Austin Butler for a moment here with you, Jay, the star of Elvis, celebrating his Oscar nomination. The first time he's ever, I never even remember seeing him. I remember hearing an interview and the conversation was about some of the other things he's been in. But at 31, I've never seen this guy. But he's been nominated for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis.
This is definitely the role that put him more on the map for a lot of people.
Oh, of course.
I really didn't know anything about him before this either. I knew his name because he was the boyfriend of somebody I liked.
Oh, really?
Like Vanessa Hudgens, yeah, like way back in the day.
So was she on really One Tree Hill? Is she the one of
No, them? She was the one from High School Musical and Disney Channel and all of that stuff, and then she went on to continue to do other things. Mm-hmm. But this isn't his first role, but this is his first prominent role, and he is really coming out with a bang. I mean, the Golden Globes win, now the Oscar nod, it's big for him.
Yeah, it is big for him. All right, let's get to some other celebrity news. How many of you remember, or how many can you, I want to know how many can, among us, can sing the theme from Sesame Street. Ready? Let's go. Eight to nine. Find a way. On my way to where the air is sweet. Down to you. Let's go to Sesame Street. All right, well, I almost made it.
you knew more of the song than I did.
Almost. Oh, I love that song. I love remembering when my children discovered it at a certain age. You know, there are a certain political bents to some of the stuff that's there, but basically it teaches and has taught so many youngsters so much good stuff. Lloyd Morissette, who is one of the first people to put Sesame Street together, has passed away at the age of 93. He and a lady named Joan Cooney began working at the Children Television Workshop, which was the beginning, it was the origins of Sesame Street, back in 1968.
It's been around for a long time.
It certainly has been, yeah. And this guy apparently was a wise, thoughtful, kind of a grandfatherly sort. Worked on the workshops for years and years and years. And anyway, well, there are a lot of people who say Sesame Street just wouldn't have happened without this guy.
Yeah, his co-creator said that it wasn't possible. Like, he was Sesame Street.
Yep. The idea came after watching his three-year-old daughter become engaged watching the family's television. You see that all the time. I see that with Miles. Whenever there's a TV set, it's like glue. You know, they get mesmerized by it, and that's one of the dangers of having all of these devices around.
Well, and but without this educational content on the screen in front of them, that's what he was finding out, that a lot of these kids would enter school a few months behind, and by the end of the year, they were almost kind of like, by the first grade, they were a year behind. And there was just there weren't really any educational options on TV for that age group.
Yep. So it did help a lot of children, I think, get a leg up on school. He was on the Children's Television Workshop until 2000, became chairman emeritus. Again, he was 93 years old, and he'd been involved in this thing since the 60s. So pretty much most of his career was devoted to this.
Mm-hmm.
And as has been said, I remember, I think, vaguely seeing his name in the credits. With all the other people, how many stars have gone on to Sesame Street to just have fun or to pass things along? Oscar the Grouch, the Cookie Monster, Mr. Snuffleupagus. God love them all. Okay, well, anyway, sad about that, but good because of Sesame Street, that's for sure. 28 after, this is a good day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A set of earthquakes rocked Southern California at 2 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported about 10 miles off the coast of Malibu. That was followed by a 3.5 and a 2.8 minutes later. New emails being released this week from the Hunter Biden laptop reveal more damaging information against the Biden family, including the President of the United States. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax overnight.
This is the access, the information you're going to have if you pay us a couple million dollars and put us on your board.
Right.
This is just the blueprint of how the Bidens were selling access, profiting off a family name.
Country music star Chris Stapleton will perform at next month's Super Bowl to perform the national anthem. R&B legend Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. Super Bowl is February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Lance Pride, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Hi, you ready? Willing and able. Help yourself. As we have now reintroduced the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG. Right, Jay? That's the number. 855-999-3684. Go for it. Now, while we're on the air, you can get on the air. When we're not on the air, you can record your comments about things that we've said, things that you're thinking. Let's share it with the world. Why not? 855-999-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's some good news for those people who work in Walmart. They have announced that they're raising their minimum pay for hourly workers to $14 an hour. I think it's $12 an hour now.
Yeah, currently.
So for those of you who know what I think about Walmart, and it's not much, but I recognize the fact that there are people working there, and maybe that I don't have to be a patron. It's a place where, you know, the reality of today, if I'm going to believe and not be a hypocrite, believe in my own philosophy of the rearview mirror being small and the windshield being big, then I look at the reality of Walmart. I didn't like what they've done to put Ma and Pa Kettle and all the small communities around the country out of business. The local drugstore, the local hardware store, local food store, all those people in most areas where Walmart got started were put out of business. I'm rehashing that again because I didn't like it. I still don't like it, but the reality is that Walmart is there. And they're not going anywhere. So if you're working at Walmart and you're having a tough time making it on $12 an hour, well, maybe you're going to have a little better time of it making 14 bucks an hour. At least, you know, people say, that's not enough. Well, it's better than 12, right? Don't you look at it that way?
At least it's up in the right direction.
Yeah, right, exactly. So take it for what it's worth in that department. Here's something else kind of interesting. An oil sketch done by Anthony van Dyck, one of the Dutch masters, up for auction after being found thrown away, basically, in a barn in a farm covered with bird doo-doo. So here's somebody who bought this thing at an estate auction, a farm auction, for a couple of $100, and now it's going to sell for around $3 million. As Sotheby's puts it up for auction. It was found near Antwerp in Belgium. This farmhouse was in a town. No, it was, he's from Antwerp. Let me get this straight. And this thing was found in a town in New York which was settled by people who came from the same area as Van Dyck came from, right? And so apparently they found this. This painting was done in the 1615, 1618, somewhere in there. He was young.
Usually these people did not know what they
had. Rubens. No.
Because, especially with the bird droppings on it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
No way, yeah.
$3 million. The guy invests a couple of hundred, and he's going to get $3 million, or the family is, I guess. Now he's deceased. But at any rate... we can find these things. We talk about these things from time to time because they do turn up. But I just, because I know what an old barn looks like with bird doo-doo everywhere, I'm just thinking of something like that. You know, the bird doo-doo maybe makes it more valuable. Actually, it may have worked to preserve it. You know, bird poop, cow poop, all that stuff. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but there are some preservative properties in poop. That's a good alliteration, right? Preservative properties in poop. There you go.
Next is going to be some kind of mud mask for facials that will have.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
That's really
put poop on your face.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make the headlines. The latest Good Day download will contain a discussion of poop on your face, amongst other things. Yeah, why not? By the way, speaking of Good Day downloads, the conversation this week so far in the downloads has included but not been limited to discussion of what was going on, all the shootings in California. We also discussed in the most recent Good Day download Michael J. Fox and what happened in his admission to talking about getting Parkinson's and what he did to himself. Then we talked about Kelly Ripa and her husband, and Dr. Jack joins a chat for a discussion on the latest from the National Cancer Institute, the focus on glyphosate, just stay the hell away from it, basically is what Jack said, and he's right. So all kinds of helpful hints and tips and conversation, that's what the Good Day program is all about. If you don't catch it all, then you can catch it after the fact, because we run the same four-hour program over and over again, and the loop at gooddayshow.com. Every day you can hear the whole program later in the day, or you can get the download, same place, gooddayshow.com. Help yourself. And if it's some of the info from our medical professionals, like Dr. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, go to gooddayhealthshow.com to pick up on that. From the what department, 46 men, including a minister and a hospital operations director, arrested down in North Texas. busting on a sex trafficking ring.
So gross.
A minister?
A youth pastor. A youth pastor and a hospital director were among the 46 arrested.
Law enforcement added that sex trafficking remains a big problem in Texas because of people coming across the border in South Texas, right? They move all over the state, then they disappear all around the country. And so the names of the people arrested were not released, but there's a high school teacher involved, this minister, a firefighter, the director of operations at a hospital, and a semi-pro hockey player among these people involved in the sex trafficking ring. Throw the book at them.
Yeah.
Put them in jail and throw away the key.
There were two hotels that authorities used in the bust, which resulted in these arrests. Absolutely disgusting.
Sick.
Disgusting human beings.
Yep. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. The while we're in Texas, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. This zoo thing. There have been a number of incidents. We talked about a couple last week. Apparently now a rare vulture has died in what has been described as an unusual death in its enclosure. So are people getting in there? What's the local scoop from Dallas in terms of the these various things that have happened at the Dallas Zoo?
The local news is that there's still the investigation going on tampering and vandalizing with the fences and everything. And as far as they know, they haven't been able to make much headway on the investigation. But if there's innocent animals dying in the zoo, they really need to get, like, high horsing on it, you know? They really need to catch up on all this.
Well, but what are they... How... I don't... You know, every big city's got a zoo. Have you been to this zoo?
It's been a long time. Yeah, but it was... I remember we took a field trip over there, like, in school or something.
Yeah. Well, most of the young... I think what they do in most cities, most areas where they have a zoo, is do just that.
Right.
Expose the children to some of these rare animals. I know I've done that a lot with my grandchildren. With my daughter, we go to the Los Angeles Zoo. Is a great place, and there are all kinds of most cities and most communities of, you know, fairly good size. You're not going to find down in Stephenville, Texas, you're not going to find a zoo. Right. You find a lot of cows, but you won't find a zoo. But yeah, it's the people that are just plain sick. That want to, either that. Well, there are some who say, well, the folks, like, there may be some PETA people involved in this because they want to let the leopard out or they want to let the monkeys out. Well, what chance do they have of surviving if they're in an unfriendly atmosphere? They don't.
Well, but also, if with the leopard, if that were to have attacked a human, it would have had been put down anyway.
Right.
I doubt that PETA is part of this. There's something else going on. And it could be related because what was it? The clouded leopard? Was it monkeys, James, the second one?
Right, yeah. The second one was monkeys.
The vulture.
And more importantly than anything, people are ruining this for children. You know, people are ruining children's experience of the zoo, which is what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yep. All right, moving ahead, moving beyond, back to Washington we go, where a bipartisan group of senators has come out swinging against Ticketmaster. It's about time. This is from the same page as the Google thing, bullying people. Google's being sued, if you didn't hear the story, by the federal government because they've monopolized advertising, mostly in the digital space. They are like, Clear Channel is in terms of radio or iHeart. They want all the business. They want to put everybody else out of business. So they take their pants down, sort of in a crude way of referencing it. But they lower the prices so that they get all the business. And that's what has happened with Google and the Google digital stuff. And now Ticketmaster, we know the same thing happens with them. Anybody who's had any dealings with Ticketmaster over the years, they have bullied all their competitors and they put a lot of them out of business. But the latest is this thing around Taylor Swift. And she has been her organization, her people, are very active in this, Jay, wanting to put Ticketmaster in its place. which, as far as I'm concerned, ought to be out of business the way they conduct business.
Well, they ticket sales for her upcoming tour crashed the system. People who had been waiting and couldn't get in, and this was just like for pre-sale. And by the time pre-sale was done, there were no tickets left. So by the time it goes to the general public, you have so many scalpers who have already bought some that at this point, if you're buying a ticket, you are paying so many additional charges because the people who are reselling them are upcharging everything. Then you have the additional fees, the taxes. It's absolutely absurd where sometimes the price of the ticket that you end up paying is about maybe only a little bit more than all of the additional taxes and fees. Like you end up paying double.
Yeah, right. I've had that. I bought scalped tickets to go to a concert I wanted to, a Van Morrison concert. I've also bought tickets online through a third party that turned out to be no good. I remember going to a Van Morrison concert in Los Angeles maybe 10, 12 years ago, had two tickets, went to sit in the seat, and there was already somebody there. So I went to get the usher and asked these people to move, and he said, no, those people have legitimate tickets. Yours are no good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what do I do? He said, you leave.
Yeah.
I said, but I spent $69 a piece for these tickets. He says, I don't care. They aren't any good.
Yeah,
you're at risk.
You got scammed, and it's not their doing. That happened to me with Ticketmaster, because I thought, well, if I buy resale tickets through Ticketmaster, then Ticketmaster is kind of in charge, and these can't possibly be scam tickets. Well, the person who was reselling the tickets through Ticketmaster ends up sending me the wrong tickets. They sent me tickets to a completely different concert on a completely different day in a completely different state.
Yeah,
and I had to go through the hoops to get that rectified. And once they sent me the actual tickets, my husband had to go, and I had COVID, so I couldn't go. And he went, and he couldn't scan the tickets to get in because the tickets had already been used and scanned, and those people were inside.
Right. How often does that happen? Why? All right, well, they deserve all the bad publicity they're getting. Thank you very much. 48 after the hour on today's Good Day.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, grate fans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
Do you watch too much Dateline?
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming January 26th. Only on Peacock.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They're barking here and cuddling as well. I'm cuddling with my friend Warren Eckstein, who might not want to cuddle with me, but we cuddle on the air every week to pick up the pieces of what happens with some of these stories about animals, things that you need to know about taking care of your dog, your cat, your pet. There is a test which Warren has. I covet these tests because they really tell us who we are. So where'd you find this? The test to find out. I don't need to take this test to answer, but you go ahead and you have your fun, and then I'll. It's pretty obvious.
Someone sent me this, a test to see if you love animals more than people.
Yeah.
And number one is when people disappoint you, you shake your head and think to yourself, an animal would never do that. Now that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Number two, you have trouble saying I love you to other humans, but will blurt it out in a second to be an animal. And that's so true.
That is true.
So true.
Right. I love you, Daisy, or yes, I do.
Tell them secrets you would never let fall on human ears. Again, true. I talk to my animals and tell them secrets. My animals,
TMI.
I'd be in a lot of trouble. And also, and this is kind of interesting to me, because over the years I've trained dogs for movies and commercials and whatever. Because you're more emotional when an animal dies in a movie than a human character.
Yeah.
You guys are too young. Remember Old Yeller?
I can't even watch Old Yeller nowadays. Old Yeller. And that dog that was in the movie with Tom Hanks that got shot, remember him?
I don't know if
what was that movie? There was a movie, I forget what it was called, but Hanks was a cop. Turner and Hooch, thank you. Good for you, Jay. Good save.
As many dogs as I've trained, and I've worked with dogs that had to look like they were dead in a commercial or whatever, even though I know I trained them, even though I was there when they were doing it, and he played dead and then got a big piece of roast beef, the bottom line is I still cry when I see a dog.
It's just
absolutely amazing. And one more quick story. I just read this. Baseball, and I'm not into sports at all, but Aaron Judge, I guess he's a big Yankee player, Aaron Judge says his dog's bond with his teammate sealed his deal with the Yankees. He stayed with the Yankees because his dog and another teammate's dog were best friends, and he couldn't leave the Yankees and separate the dogs. What a great...
Oh, my God, isn't that great?
great.
That's
story.
Fabulous. All right, here's the story from Kansas today for you, Warren. A man has died after he was shot by his dog. Joseph Smith of Wichita killed when his dog discharged the gun while they were inside his pickup truck. Police say the accident took place when they were on their way to go hunting. He was sitting in the front seat. The dog stepped on the rifle in the back seat, and the bullet struck the guy, and that was the end of him. So what kind of a lesson is there in that? Thank you very much.
This is bad humor, but perhaps the dog did it on purpose.
Yeah. I'm sick of this guy.
You never know. You know, I've heard stories like this before. Listen, if you're so irresponsible with a weapon,
then
perhaps your dog deserves
you
to
shoot it.
So just be careful with your weapons and your dogs. Absolutely.
All right, this week we celebrate National Penguin Day. Penguins. Anybody have a penguin that you know of as a pet?
No, but I think they mate for life. If I'm not, I think they kind of.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
No divorce court in the penguin world.
No, not at all. A lot of penguin colonies have been lost because of what's happening with the weather here and there.
Yes.
But anyway, the study that came out a few years ago about penguins, 2,100, at least two-thirds of emperor penguin colonies have been declining. Do they have them in zoos? We were just talking a little earlier about the Dallas Zoo and what the heck is going on down there. Do you see penguins appropriate to be in a zoo? I suppose they are.
Well, you hit it home with me because I'm not a big fan of zoos to begin with.
I know you're not. Right.
Some of the zoos, though, do amazing work in terms of keeping species alive and well. But, there are certain zoos that have penguins. I remember seeing a story not too long ago about a zoo that had, the emperor penguins in the zoo for breeding purposes. Animals are just amazing. Best thing we can do with them in the wild, just leave them alone.
Yeah, and that's true with many animals, frankly. All right, let's meet the oldest dog in the world, a 23-year-old Chihuahua named Spike, officially the world's oldest living dog, according to Guinness, born November 1999, assumed the record as of last December. The dog lives with its owner, Rita Kimball, on a farm in Camden, Ohio. So how about them apples? You got old dogs?
Some dogs that just don't want to go. Some dogs say, I have it pretty good here. I have, everything I want. I don't want to go. I've had a dog that lived to be 19 years old, so that's about as old as I've had.
Remember I had Charlotte, she was 15, and people said, a bulldog alive at 15 is a record there.
Well, look at the life Charlotte had. Come on now, why don't you want to go anywhere?
Same is true of Daisy these days, as far as that's concerned. Take good care of your dog, because they take good care of you. That's kind of what the mantra is. Here's Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend and online at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.